aftermath in Gaylord continues. The cleanup continues there. As that F3 roared through town just before 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. And what a destructive storm it was. Went through Nottingham Trailer Park and then crossed M32, leaving just twisted metal and damage. Two people dead, 44 injured, some pretty severely. One that I've been reading about, paralyzed from the waist down. Rob Pellerito is with me, the Otsego County Commissioner up there. Rob, good to have you here on the program.
Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How is Gaylord today? I mean, it's been a few days now, and I know people have turned out. I witnessed this in the fall of 2007, October. A tornado went through the town I grew up in, Williamston, just outside of Lansing. And similar situation. A storm came right through town. Two people were killed. And then everybody showed up, chainsaws and people with water and anything anybody could do, whether they had a connection to the town or not. People came to help. Have you witnessed the same thing?
Absolutely, sir. It is truly remarkable and heartwarming how this community has come together, how the whole region has come together to help Gaylord. Saturday was a anniversary for another disaster, the Sanford Dam break, Midland area, the floods.
Right.
There was even a group from that area that came up because they wanted to do something special on a day that was so tragic to them. And we had a large contingent of that group come up and assist with cleanup. So it was truly amazing.
Yeah. So what is the situation today? I know you work in Gaylord every day, and you are in town. You're a county commissioner there. What can you tell us about the state of the cleanup, the state of mind, I guess, in the town?
We'll start with the cleanup. It's still progressing. The insurance adjusters are getting out, getting the inspections of the buildings done. There are many that people that are not allowed to move back into their homes. They're tarped. They're boarded up. They're just waiting on what they can do. And as you know, right now, there's definitely a housing shortage, a builder shortage. So we're crossing our fingers that we can get something done here this soon for these people. As far as out on the streets, just about all our streets are now passable. Cleanup has really gone great. All the agencies, MDOT, volunteers, the Otsego County Sheriff's work camp crews, along with volunteers that joined them by the hundreds, got out there with their chainsaws, like you said, got everything cut up, got everything hauled away. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, one of the things that, you know, Nottingham, the trailer park, I mean, it was just obliterated for the most part, right? If the trailers weren't flattened, they were moved off their foundations, just devastating. But what I read here in the last 24 hours is that a whole lot of those trailers were not insured because they couldn't get insurance to cover them. What are these people going to do?
Yeah, that's a great question, and my heart goes out to them. FEMA will be in on Wednesday to do their assessment, their walkthrough. The state has promised resources, so we're waiting on data right now. Hopefully, unfortunately, these people really don't have a place to go. There isn't a surplus of housing there, of low-income housing, of really any housing in Gaylord. So if they don't have family in the area, there is a crisis, absolutely.
Yeah. A crisis for sure. And all right, so FEMA's coming in. The inspections continue. Now the power's back on for those that were out, I think, for the most part, right? But a lot of these companies, I mean, you look at the damage to these buildings, it will take the rest of the year to rebuild if they rebuild, right? I mean, this is not going to be some quick fix, is it?
No, this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's going to take some time. As you know, the builders out there, there's just a shortage after our housing crisis of 08. A lot of the builders left that industry. And So we really need some help to get everybody on their feet that way. We hope to take advantage of these next few months of great weather up here in northern Michigan, summer weather, and be able to get somewhere for these people to live, get the businesses back on their feet. We live in a service industry here in northern Michigan. So with these businesses destroyed, we need to get them back up on their feet so people have jobs and our tourists have places to go.
Right. I also heard there were some, you know, investigations. This was in the news wires yesterday. Attorney General Dana Nessel coming to town to look into the possibility that there was some price gouging going on. What'd you learn about that? Anything?
I have not witnessed any price gouging. You know what time of year it is. It's an election year. I believe it's just a effort to be relevant in the news for our attorney general. I appreciate that she's considering, you know, making sure that prices aren't out of line. But our one grocery store, which was alleged in her action there, which was Meijer, a West Michigan conservative family-owned store, was charging the absolute normal prices that they've charged for at least the past month. There are no price gouging. In fact, gas prices at Meijer went down over the weekend. They dedicated much of their fuel supply to Gaylord to make sure there was not a fuel crisis in town. So,
right. So nothing out of the ordinary for what you saw, but just a, you know, a photo op is what you're saying. And so it is. It's a political year, so a photo op, it happens, right? But
I guess
the real concern needs to be with those people that lost their homes. The gentleman who apparently is paralyzed from the waist down and the recovery from all of this. One story I read about a family whose father built the house in 1945, and he retired there in 1995, and now the house has been moved about 25 feet. So a lot of rebuilding, reconfiguring, and a lot of consideration to happen. Pretty rare to have tornadoes up there, right?
Very uncommon, and very uncommon to have a tornado on the ground for as long as it was, over 20 minutes. That is unheard of by the National Weather Service.
It does happen. It does happen. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the update, Rob, and we'll check back with you in a couple of days, but thank you.
I appreciate that, and if anybody wants to donate, at SiegelFoundation.org. Is the Otsego County Community Foundation. They'll make sure any donations go to local people in need. So OtsegoFoundation.org.
There you have it. OtsegoFoundation.org. Help the folks out that took it on the chin. Rob Pellerito, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Have a
there
great
you
day.
Have. You too, my friend. Cleanup, always, I mean, just it's just a disaster. I can't believe the Attorney General would do a photo op out of a tornado, but gee, these things happen in election year. So they say in Gaylord. After the break, Craig Stiles will be here. Not for a photo op, but to tell you how things are going in the economy, all right? So don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.